بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: بادروا بالأعمال سبعا، هل تنتظرون إلا فقرا منسيا، أو غنى مطغيا، أو مرضا مفسدا، أو هرما مفندا، أو موتا مجهزا، أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر، أو الساعة فساعة أدهى وأمر. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Continuing with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we began on the last occasion, just to recap briefly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam exhorted us to hasten towards a'mal, not to delay in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said before seven things, and as I mentioned, the challenges or the possible issues which arise with a human being, obstacles which arise, which will cause him not to be able to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are those challenges, there are those tests which are directed towards the individual, and there are those that are general. Basically, the first five of these seven things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned are what is directed towards the individual. He said, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for a poverty which will cause you to become forgetful, or such wealth which will cause you to transgress the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are you waiting for an illness to befall you which will disable you? Or are you waiting for old age which will cause senility? Or are you waiting for a sudden death? In other words, what are you waiting for? Why are you delaying in changing your life, in going closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What will it take to make you realize? And then the last two things which we didn't mention on that occasion, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, these are two possible obstacles to the fulfillment of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are not individual, but which are general, which affects the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first of these two things, he said, awid dajjal. Are you waiting for dajjal to come? And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because dajjal is such a great test, such a great fitna, he said, فَشَرُّ غَائِبٍ يُنْتَظَرُ. This is the worst of the unseen things, or the things that have not yet happened, which you are waiting for. Dajjal is something which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from. It is a fitna, an individual who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause to rise. What in ulama mentioned, what fi akhir is zaman, that is in the last stage, that is just prior to qiyamah. He will claim to be Rabb, he will claim to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'uzu billah. And Dajjal will remain, just very briefly, it's a lengthy subject matter which is found in many, many ahadith, but very briefly, he will remain for 40 days. However, these 40 days are such that the first day will last for 1 year, then the second day for 1 month, the third day for 1 week, and thereafter the remaining 37 days will be like 37 normal days. Such power Allah ta'ala will have given this individual, that he will order the sky to rain and it will start raining. He will order the earth to start growing or giving forth its produce, and crops will start growing. Conversely, he will command the raining sky to stop and there would be drought. He would command the earth to become dry and barren and it would obey the command of Dajjal. He will have a Jannat and a Jahannam with him. However, this will be a test. His Jannat will in fact be Jahannam, and his Jahannam will in fact be Jannat. This is such a great test that we are taught in Dua-i Ma'thura, that is the du'as that are manqul from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst the things in every salah which we seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After every salah, A'udhu billahi min adabi jahannam, wa min adabi al-qabr, wa min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat, wa min fitnati al-masihi al-dajjal. That we seek protection from Allah ta'ala from the azab of jahannam, from the azab of the qabr, from the test of life and death, and from the test or the fitna of dajjal. And then the final thing which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, he said, Awisa'a, are you waiting for qiyamah? What is causing you to delay carrying out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sometimes a person is not regular with his salah, he carries on delaying, changing that. Sometimes a person hasn't made his hajj or hasn't paid his zakat, or hasn't fulfilled some compulsory obligation upon him. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for poverty, waiting for wealth, waiting for sickness, waiting for senility, waiting for your maut to occur? Are you waiting for dajjal? Or are you waiting for qiyamah? He said, qiyamah is terrible. Qiyamah will be very, very bitter. We know the various things about Qiyamah which are mentioned in Quran and Hadith. The point is, do not delay. Value what is left of your life. Ulama say, إِنَّ بَقِيَّةَ عُمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ لَا قِيمَةَ لَهُ. Whatever remains of your life, no price tag can be placed on it. Sa'id bin Jubayr rahimullah used to say, كُلُّ يَوْمٍ يَعِيشُهُ الْمُؤْمِنِ غَنِيمًا. He used to say, every day which Allah gives you is ghanimat. It is a treasure, it is a wealth. It's mentioned, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ. Every day, the day says, يَبْنَ آدَمْ اِغْتَنِمْنِي لَعَلَّهُ لَا يَوْمَ لَكَ بَعْدِي. That every day when the day dawns, the day addresses you and says, oh, Ibn Adam, oh, insan, value me. Value me, perhaps there won't be another day after me. And likewise, the night says the same thing. Muharram has started, a new year has started. The whole world celebrates new year. What we don't realize is one of the greatest misnomers or misunderstandings which this human being faces. Is he thinks the movement of time is progress. The movement of time is not progress. Time is retrogressing. Every day that dawns upon you is not an advancement, it's a decline. Your life is slipping away. So whatever is left of it, Allah has given you health, Allah has given you wealth, Allah has given you so many ni'mats. Utilize it correctly, value it. Do not delay in bringing your life on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like your stuff fixed, man.